To talk about that last set of three songs, I feel like we kind of need to do the reverse. Normally, I start with what we just heard most recently and work backwards, but let's start from the beginning. So at the beginning, it is brand new music from New York City alternative singer-songwriter Kate Davis. Her new album is called Fishbowl. We heard the song People Are Doing. Now, if you are a fan of 90s alternative rock, if you're a fan of acts like Liz Phair, the Blake Babies, Belly, Juliana Hatfield, the Veruca Salt, then you are going to be a fan of the music that Kate Davis makes today. And because of that, I was inspired to put a set together that included some really fun 90s alternative rock. In the middle, it is Juliana Hatfield as part of the Juliana Hatfield 3. The song is called This Is the Sound. That's from Juliana Hatfield's 1993 breakout album, Become What You Are. And then closing up that set, it's music from 90s alternative duo Veruca Salt with their song Victrola. That's from their 1994 debut album, American Thighs. And I felt like those songs and albums worked so well colliding up against Kate Davis. Again, if you're a fan of 90s rock and you want kind of that throwback sound, you definitely need to check out Kate Davis and her new album, Fishbowl, available on Bandcamp as we speak. Okay, so speaking of music available on Bandcamp, speaking of music that I just can't stop playing here on Girly So Groovy, it was actually not even 21, it was 2020 that we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest. And our number one album that came in at that time was New York City art pop singer-songwriter Alicia Walter. Her debut album, I Am Alicia, easily made its way into our number one spot because Alicia Walter is a New York City drama queen in all the ways you want her to be. There is a song on that album that I don't think I've featured yet to date here on Girly So Groovy, but the song is called A Toast, and every single time I listen to it, I cannot help but get teary-eyed. And listen for yourself. You're going to start, when the song begins, you're going to think, what is he talking about? If he is crying at this, he is, what does he cry at? But let me tell you why. So Alicia Walter in A Toast, the whole song is a toast to all the incredible things in New York City. And it feels almost as if this is a love letter, not just to the city of New York, but to falling in love in New York. And it is just an energy that is reminiscent of ADHD in song. There is just so much thrown at you. There is a frenetic energy that goes all the way right to the end of the song. And then the final gasp of the song is the exclamation of, I love you. And I am a sucker for love. What can I say? And it's when that release comes and we get to that I love you, I always just kind of lose it. So let's see if I can get through it this time. It's Alicia Walter right now with her song A Toast here on Girly So Groovy.
Here's to you. You're my cup of morning brew. Yeah. So hats off to you. You're to the show tonight. You're out of sight. Amelia's transatlantic flight. Carlo's eyebrow, Yoko scream. O'Keefe's flowers, a love supreme. You're straight up Michelle Obama. A Sunday brunch spent in pajamas. Just when I've got the gist. There you are, a Hitchcock twist.
Sing for the time cuts loose. Sing for the soul. this guy's coach and I got hit. The stone was like, this is it! Till it's over and then. It's nice and quiet. Shh, shh, but soon again. Shh, shh, starts another big riot.
Where the cool kids are.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm perspiring from that last set. Anyways, so that was music right there from New York City dance rock band Heloise and the Savoir Faire. The song we heard is called Downtown. That's from the debut album Trash Rats and Microphones. In the middle, it is music from Bjork with her take on the song It's Oh So Quiet from her sophomore album Post. And then starting things off, going back to 2020, we counted down our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of the year. And New York City singer-songwriter Alicia Walter easily found her way to the number one spot with her debut album, I Am Alicia. It's an album I just can't quit sharing with you here on the program. But I think I kind of need to, because actually Alicia Walter is just about to release her follow-up to her debut album. The new album is called Right Noise. It's released June 23rd, and I promise that once I get my hands on it, we will be sharing it here on Girly So Groovy. So much more music still to get to in the second hour, but let's wrap up this first hour. Well, it is officially June. That means we are celebrating Pride Month all around the world, so let's go to a Toronto LGBTQ plus R&B duo, Trippie. Their song is called Doing It For Me. It is from their latest album, Mirror Soul. Again, Trippie right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Melanated with them brown eyes, but you can't find a thing in your size. Oh, how you try all day, all night. You worry about what you look like, how you really feel deep inside. The nights you cried, you tried to fast once or twice. Diets and mad exercise, you set up goals just to knock them down. But you don't see what's really real. Hard to do when that's how you feel. I just wish I could make you realize what I mean when I say, hey, little mama, you're doing it for me. You're doing it, you're doing it for me. Hey, little mama, you're doing it for me. You're doing it for me. Hey, little daddy, you're doing it for me. You're doing it, you're doing it for me. That's what they like. You sweat all day just so they can look your way. And when they finally say, hey, you act surprised. Cause you don't feel worthy of love. The outside is just a glove. You protect how you feel deep inside. I wish you see what you need. Someone who loves what I see. So look in the mirror. And say, you got this, boo.
You got this, boo.
If he's doing it for you, then say, you got this, dude.
You got this, boo.
If they doing it for you, then say, you got this, too.
You too.
And if they can't see what I see, say, baby, you ain't the one for me.
You're doing it for me.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Hey, did you know that you can stay in touch with the show all week long? We are on social media. You can find Girly So Groovy on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. With both social media channels, I post the playlists in print. You can find links to bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and you can message me anytime. I would love to know what requests you have. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? Or don't be afraid also to give me a suggestion for a groundbreaking or trailblazing band or artist that you think should be featured in our monthly series this year. Coming up in this second hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Mitski, Fever Ray, Nikki and the Dove, Sophie Tucker, Angelique Kidjo, Little Sims. But we're going to kick off the second hour with the noir singer, songwriter, film noir, cinematic, all that voom. Where am I going with this? I just want to tell you, I think is what I'm trying to say. It's Lana Del Rey right now here on Girly. So voom, va-va-va-voom is what I meant. Oh my God. Here is Lana Del Rey right now here on Girly. So groovy.
Everything is fine now. Let's sleep in dog's lay. All our minds made up now, all our beds are made. No one's out of time, no chips for where.